Welcome to the Michael Rivero What Really Happened radio program.
And welcome to our show today. It is Wednesday, August 18th, 2021, middle of the weekday, hump day, starting that long, slow glide down to Powhana Friday and whatever's going to happen the rest of this week. We have a lot of news to get through here before we can open up the phones for your comments and questions. Mike is in our control room, and so let's just get right on into it here. We are continuing to see the fallout from the U.S. defeat in Afghanistan, and I'm predicting that Afghanistan will soon be a verb, you know, as in don't Afghanistan that job of yours. And so we'll see what happens with that one. That's how bad it's getting here. Now, Joe Biden returned to D.C. from Camp David a little earlier than originally planned. He's starting to look at damage control. And he spoke with British Prime Minister Boris Johnson. This is his first call to a world leader since the fall of Afghanistan. And I can imagine he doesn't want to take those phone calls because there's going to be a lot of criticism and, not to mention ridicule and abuse coming back the other way in the line here. Meanwhile, Boris Johnson had called the British Parliament back into session to deal with the Afghan crisis. And the British Parliament is out there basically blaming Joe Biden for the greatest Western disaster since Saigon and Suez. And it is a reminder that it is not just the United States that has been humiliated by this disaster. You had all those NATO countries in there as well. You had Poland, Germany, France, the United Kingdom, Canada, Italy, Spain, and Australia also were defeated in Afghanistan. And they're, they're all licking their wounds here and saying, how could this have happened? And again, we should have pulled out of Afghanistan a long time ago, but whenever we did it, it could have been handled far, far better with a negotiated transfer of power rather than this modern Saigon moment of simply fleeing from the airport and leaving a whole bunch of people behind. Anyway, the Taliban are enjoying their new toys. They are controlling a massive amount of advanced American weaponry. And as of right now, there doesn't seem to be a plan to try and get any of it back. And Donald Trump is out there saying that some of this equipment is probably going to fall into the hands of Russia. And to that, I would add China. No doubt they are eager to get their hands on the high-tech weaponry to reverse engineer it. Russia and China are probably already offering to buy examples of this stuff. And the Taliban is probably eager to sell. Along with the other goodies they got, the Taliban acquired a U.S. military biometric system that can identify Afghans who assisted the coalition efforts. And again, underscoring the panic with which the U.S. forces left Afghanistan, it would have taken just a second, to put a thermite grenade on top of this box and, cook it down to slag. And they just left it there for them to use. So we're looking at this Department of Defense report, basically listing the mind-boggling mistakes from George W. Bush to Joe Biden, the U.S. funneling all this money into the corruption of the puppet regime politicians and advisors, and pointing out how they were using American TV shows for inspiration, which I don't think was really a very, very good idea. But the billions of dollars, billions and billions, I'm sounding like Carl Sagan now, all of this money spent on the Afghan army ultimately is benefiting the Taliban. And, so you've got, the U.S. sent trillions of dollars to the puppet regime. They kicked out the Taliban. Now the Taliban has kicked them out. They're now sitting over this, priceless untapped mineral reserves, and not to mention that oil pipeline right of way. This is a debacle. There's no other way to spin it or describe it. This was an absolute rout, and it's discredited America's military might. It's discredited NATO's military might. And the repercussions for that, we're going to be feeling the repercussions from Afghanistan at least to the end of the decade, if not longer. All righty. Over at Zero Hedge, they have an article basically saying we're dealing with more than just a single failed war. The defeat in Afghanistan illustrates the U.S. empire is in free fall. And, you know, despite all the talk about, oh, they're just a bunch of goat herders, they're unconquered. And they overtook Afghanistan with an impressive speed, literally a blitzkrieg. And, losses on both sides, losses to the American taxpayer, losses to the American families of those Americans killed and crippled in this utterly pointless war. And another article along the same lines, this is coming out of Blacklisted News, saying Afghanistan is the thread that will start to unravel the dreams of a new world order. Because when they started to build this globalist empire, I pointed out it's a very fragile process because the first war you lose brings the whole thing to an end, and Blacklisted News is agreeing with that. Afghanistan has enormous implications for the entire planet because it is a defeat for the Western globalists. And ever since the end of World War II, Western elites have been trying to establish liberal democracies all over the globe and then weld them together into the emerging one world system. And it looks like they have definitely met their Waterloo on that one. Now, we talked about how the former president of Afghanistan, Ashraf Ghani, left the country with cars and a helicopter just full of money, so much money they actually wound up having to leave a pile of it on the runway because there literally was not room for that. And now we know how much he got away with. $169 million. He has now surfaced in Dubai. they're giving him asylum on, quote, humanitarian grounds, end quote. But I imagine Dubai would welcome anybody with that kind of cash to add to their local economy. So the Biden administration has sent a message to the thousands of Americans stuck in Afghanistan. We cannot guarantee your safety. Right now, they're struggling just with the Americans who are inside Kabul itself, but there are a lot of Americans who are outside the city. And the Biden administration is saying, you know, you need to try to get to that airport in Kabul, but we can't protect you while you're making that trip. So, you're on your own. Thank you and good night. And the U.S. really has no evacuation plan for Americans outside Kabul beyond shelter in place. And that's got to be a very uncomfortable position there. All righty. Jen Psaki is refusing to answer questions regarding the Biden administration committing to keeping troops on the ground until all Americans are evacuated. And that sounds to me like the answer is probably going to be no, they're going to pull the troops out, and the rest of those Americans, they're going to be on their own here. So let's sum up here a little bit. You know, they're trying to say, oh, this was an intelligence failure. No, it wasn't. The intelligence agencies and the military were sounding the warning what was going on in Afghanistan. Biden ignored them. He ignored Milley's request to keep 2,500 troops in Afghanistan. Lloyd Austin's warning withdrawal wouldn't provide any assurances against a Taliban takeover. And the Pentagon fears of Afghan soldiers folding. So Biden was warned, and he completely ignored that. And this really falls on his shoulders here. Back last month, U.S. intelligence warned that Afghan troops would capitulate to the Taliban. This was at the same time Biden was saying, oh, the Afghan government wouldn't fall and there would be no chaotic evacuations from Kabul. Well, wrong, Joe, wrong. Another article on the same topic, Biden rejected U.S. intel predictions of rapid Afghan collapse, called a Taliban takeover highly unlikely. the man's completely divorced from reality. He's out of touch. He really is. He's disconnected here. And there's a story now. Democrats are turning on Biden. They want their own investigation into the Afghanistan fiasco and the Afghan withdrawal. They want Anthony Blinken and Lloyd Austin to testify before the Senate. Now, one of two things may be happening here. It could be the Democrats want to mount their own investigation as quickly as possible to try and defuse the situation and say, well, it really wasn't Biden's fault. You know, the blame is spread all over, the same thing they did for the 9/11 investigation. Or it may be they've decided it's time to basically get Kamala Harris into that Oval Office, striking while the iron is hot, so to speak. Trump came on out yesterday and was just on point describing the situation, saying that Biden has humiliated America worse than Jimmy Carter and the Iran hostage crisis. And basically Trump ripped into Biden's poor exit strategy in withdrawing Afghanistan. We may have another hostage crisis on our hands. More about that in a little bit here. Trump basically described it as a president who was illegitimately elected has brought great shame on our country. And I would absolutely agree with that. All righty. Russia Today has an article, Wayne Dupree, pointing out Joe Biden's been wrong on nearly every major foreign policy issue over the past 40 years. Afghanistan proves that. And Obama's ex-defense secretary, Robert Gates, wrote a damning assessment of Biden in his memoirs back in 2015. And his scathing verdict has sadly been vindicated by the president's awful decision to throw the Afghans and the remaining Americans literally to the wolves out there. All right. Mike Pence is out there criticizing Biden, saying weakness arouses evil. It all depends on which side you think the evil is there here. Huge waste of money, nothing to show for it. And even the corporate media has turned on President Joe Biden. CNN, which helped cover up the stolen election, attacked Trump, attacked conservatives, standing by Biden, you know, faithfully all this time. They're now admitting Biden is a failure. And I guess the lip service is ending. The media honeymoon is definitely over after just 7 months here. And Joe Biden's presidency appears to be coming to a spectacular end. And CNN looks like they're laying the groundwork to mentally prepare the public for a Kamala Harris presidency. All righty. Meanwhile, Republican lawmakers are calling for Joe Biden to simply resign. As I reported yesterday, Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene has submitted articles of impeachment for Biden following the Afghanistan defeat. Pelosi will obviously try and keep that from coming to the floor. Others are talking about it's time for the 25th Amendment. The man is incompetent. He's lost it. He's out of touch with reality. He's hiding out in Camp David while the country goes to heck in a handbasket. All righty. We are seeing reports all over the corporate media and even the independent media that the Taliban have reverted to form and they're attacking women and abusing them and they killed a woman without a burqa. The Taliban has said, there are agent provocateurs that are out there pretending to be Taliban, carrying out these acts in order to allow the Taliban to continue to be demonized in the corporate media. And knowing what I know of the corporate media, I'm going to give the Taliban the benefit of the doubt on this one here. All right. Yesterday, the U.S. was threatening, and now they've actually done it. They have frozen Afghanistan's national reserves in American banks to basically cut the Taliban off from that money. And, this is a really, really stupid idea, even for the U.S. government, because of those thousands of U.S. citizens still inside Afghanistan who are now about to become hostages for ransom. And so they didn't think this one out. It was a typical knee-jerk reaction. You know, we're going to take their money. That'll give them what for here. Meanwhile, up in Canada, the federal government is promising to resettle more Afghan interpreters and other workers who helped the Canadian Armed Forces during the war in order to save them from the evil Taliban. So they're going to be pouring into Canada along with here in the United States of America. This next story really annoyed me. There are documents obtained by Fox News showing DOD plans to relocate up to 30,000 Afghan SIV applicants to the United States in the immediate future. But Pentagon spokesperson John Kirby told Fox News that everybody's on an equal footing. American citizens will not be given priority evacuation over the Afghan SIV applicants. So, again, you American citizens, I feel sorry for you, but, you know, your government is basically saying, no biggie here. On one of the planes that left Kabul, according to the Pentagon, was filled with 640 civilians fleeing Kabul. Only 150 of them were Americans. And they were packed in there. The normal seating capacity of the plane is 100. They packed in 640. I understand that Ryanair is now considering implementing a similar seating plan for their tourist class flights here. And let me just do this. All right. Over in France, interestingly enough, Macron is out there warning that Europe must protect itself against a new refugee wave. He wants to protect his borders, and from what I gather, it looks like Europe is not planning on accepting the Afghan migrants. I guess their attitude is the U.S. made this mess, the U.S. can deal with it. Out in California, Gavin Newsom is welcoming the Afghan refugees to California, saying, "We're a state of refuge." And you Californians, you remember this when that recall election finally happens. All right. The German Air Force evacuated 125 people from Kabul today. Meanwhile, out in Hollyweird, Stephen Colbert, who I used to like and have respect for, that's gone. Okay. But Stephen Colbert, Michael Moore, other celebrities are now trying to compare Trump voters and Republicans in general to the Taliban. That's hatred of your fellow Americans. It's not even funny. These are supposed to be comedians. No, it's not funny here. The Taliban had a press conference today, and unlike Joe Biden, they took questions from the reporters. One of the reporters asked the Taliban about protecting freedom of speech, and the Taliban said, "Go ask Facebook about that." So Taliban has a sense of humor. Got to admit that one. In other news, the Department of Homeland Security under Alejandro Mayorkas revealed plans to declare their political opposition, meaning Republicans, suspected domestic extremists, and put them on the no-fly list. There are now nearly 2 million people on the no-fly list. And according to security researcher Volodymyr Dianchenko, that list was actually available in the open without a password on a Department of Homeland Security computer. I hope somebody copied it off. My guess is I'm probably on it anyway. They're going to use that no-fly list to basically terrify people into getting the vaccines and voting Democratic. And we'll be right back after these few words.
Oh. Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
In the night, without a fight, you can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
Welcome back to our show, and this is the part of the program where I remind you all that Republic Broadcasting Network needs your ongoing support to keep on doing what we're doing in these now historic times. And so the postal address where you can send a check, money order, or if you prefer, anonymity cash, is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. The phone number where you can make a credit or debit card donation is 800-724-2719, extension 3. Now, remember, if you mail in a donation of $100 or more, you will get your choice of an official RBN coffee mug or an official RBN T-shirt. So make sure you have your return address there. And if you want the T-shirt, we need your T-shirt size. We have all of the sizes on hand and can get that out to you very, very quickly. All right. When we're on the commercial break, One American News was running this story about how Joe Biden is going after schools that are starting to go back to gendered sports. They're calling it transgender defiance. You know, how dare they not allow biological males to compete with biological females. And I think this illustrates how dangerously out of touch Joe Biden is right now, along with this whole administration. I mean, they have just presided over the greatest military debacle in U.S. history, and they're still out there screaming about letting biological males compete against biological females in school sports. I mean, talk about a complete disconnect here. Getting into other politics, the Gretchen Whitmer kidnapping case is really beginning to unravel. And, you know, it was basically a whole bunch of FBI agents and informants that just talked a bunch of losers into saying this might be a good idea. Then they were arrested, and it made a lot of headlines here. But Michael Hills, an attorney for Brandon Caserta, one of the six defendants, produced text messages showing an FBI field agent telling an informant to lie, to frame an innocent man, and to delete text messages that would have indicated that crime. And obviously that deletion did not take place because the defense lawyers now have those text messages here. All righty. A little bit of old news here, but a reminder of the government of terror right now. The federal government basically stole $500,000 from Nick Fuentes for saying last year's election was fake. And we put up this little 8-minute documentary about him. But right now they're showing their hand. I mean, we have a coffee mug we sell in our online store. The fastest way to bring down a dictatorship is to force them to act like one where everybody can see it. And this is it. You know, if you question the honesty of the election, you're put on the no-fly list, your money is taken, and we're in an age of government thuggery such as we've never really seen before. Over in New York, Governor Cuomo has filed for retirement to receive a lifetime taxpayer-funded $50,000 a year pension, and I'm sure he doesn't need the money, but, you know, money junkies are money junkies and so forth and so on. Meanwhile, at the executive mansion up in Albany, Cuomo is basically throwing out a lot of stuff right now in the garbage. Giant pillows, video game gear, dozens of VHS tapes, which I can understand that. It's an obsolete format. And just in his last days in office, Cuomo has commuted the sentences of 10 felons, including 3 tied to murders. Okay, so he's, I guess, paying back some favors or something here. All righty, getting into the election fraud issue. The Wisconsin Full Forensic Cyber Audit Ad Hoc Committee is pleased to announce an additional 4 county GOP executive committees in Clark, Langlade, and Lafayette counties have signed on to fully support a full forensic audit in Washington. This is continuing to grow here. And of course, next week, you know, we're supposed to get that preliminary report from Arizona. And unless we've all been snookered or somebody's been bribed or threatened or bought off, it's probably going to be as big a scandal as Afghanistan. Meanwhile, speaking of Arizona, the state Senate has launched a new bill, the Arizonians for Voter ID Act, which, if passed and signed into law, voter ID will be required no matter how, when, or where the ballot is cast. Long, long, long overdue. You can, you know, say the Democrats are going to scream, this is racist, this is racist, this is racist. And you know, it's funny, they don't screen racism when you're required to have an ID to, like, buy a gun. Anyway, we've got to take another break for commercials, and we will be right back.
Oh, yeah. You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Hey, honey, I'm home.
I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone. I mean, the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay.
Welcome back to our show here. Now, the down in Texas, the House Democrats who flew to Washington, D.C., maskless, by my dad here, to prevent the passage of an election integrity bill, have now been served arrest warrants. I'm not hearing that they've actually been arrested yet. But the implication is that the Texas governor is going to call a special session of the legislature. And if the House Democrats refuse to show up, then they will be thrown in prison. And so they're going to get that pushed through as well here. I mean, these kind of stunts, like, you know, running away from your job, illustrate how absolutely terrified the Democrats are that people are taking steps to rein in the shenanigans by which they stole that last election and are hoping to steal next year's midterms. Getting on into COVID-19, again down, in Texas, Governor Greg Abbott is saying that he's not experiencing any symptoms He tested positive for COVID, and he's had his full vaccinations. He's being treated with Regeneron, and he'll probably get very well very quickly. Regeneron works really good. Have you noticed, though, that only the high and mighty get ivermectin and Regeneron, and the rest of us, we have to make do with masks and social distancing here. Another video we put up at whatreallyhappened.com. Enraged mother says the Pfizer vaccine killed her daughter in 5 hours. And there are other reports of extreme rapid death following this vaccination. There's a new study that confirms that those who get the vaccines will face catastrophic antibody-dependent enhancement injuries and potentially deaths. Despite this, the White House has announced that COVID-19 booster shots will be administered to Americans starting the week of September 20th, and they're talking about making them mandatory. Now, the good news is, if you got the Johnson & Johnson shot, like Claire and I did, you're not going to need a booster. These booster shots are specific to the mRNA, Pfizer, and Moderna vaccines. And we're not having to face the question about whether we'll get the booster or not here. Some of the COVID rules being put on out are getting very ridiculous. And, down in Melbourne, they issued a statement, there will be no more drinking alcohol with your mask off. So I guess what they're saying is, you're going to have to suck your alcohol through that mask. And it's almost like there's a contest for the most ridiculous COVID rules going on around the world here. Meanwhile, in Auckland, they've had a draconian COVID lockdown. They had one COVID case, and they went into immediate lockdown. The streets are deserted. There's been panic buying of toilet paper, and the Delta cases have risen to just 10. On the basis of 10 cases, they lock down the entire country, wrecking the economy. That's what's going to happen down there. I'm understanding that a lot of film production that was taking place in New Zealand, it's the home of the Lord of the Rings trilogy and so forth, they're now having second thoughts and relocating to other filming venues around the world to get away from this lockdown nonsense here. Interesting little story coming out of Natural News. Apparently, Pfizer does not mandate COVID vaccines for its own employees. And I read this, and it reminded me of the story that came out years ago about how Monsanto, which pushes GMO food on us all, would not serve GMO food in its own company cafeteria. And so now we have Pfizer saying that, everybody else has to have mandated vaccines, but not us, not our people here. And let's see. Yes, earlier today, in Massachusetts, in the Wachusett Regional School District, they had a meeting about COVID, and somebody described Fauci as a highly educated expert, and the entire room erupted into laughter. And justifiably so. Flip-flop Fauci, his credibility is kind of messed up. All righty. This next story is in response to a caller we had yesterday about the opium story and the Afghan opium fueling the abuse of opioid drugs in this country. The Sackler family has informed the court that they will not pay the $4.5 billion Purdue Pharma settlements over OxyContin unless they are given immunity from all future legal action. And they obviously have something to worry about. Now, this is a really wonderful story. I love it when I can do a positive story like this. Earlier in the week, there was a story about how the Polish javelinist Maria Andrzejczyk decided to auction off her Olympic silver medal for $125,000 to help send an 8-month-old girl, a Milosic Malcia, to Stanford University for heart surgery, an incredibly generous thing to do. Now, Zabka, a chain of Polish supermarkets, submitted the winning bid, okay? And then they turned around and gave the medal back to the Olympian. And boy, you want to talk about good-hearted people right there. That's it. I'm so glad she got her medal back, and it was very generous of her to do that in the first place. All right, getting back to the international news here, the collapse of Afghanistan has brought the U.S. closer to a Chinese invasion of Taiwan. China is all of a sudden realizing that for all the vast amounts of money, your money, being spent on our wonder weapons, America's not a really good fighting force, probably because our soldiers are being taught more about gender politics than about how to actually shoot the bad guys. And so they're feeling a little more confident and arrogant. They have issued a warning to Taiwan saying, you know, if we are forced to invade you, you can't count on the Americans to come and help you. Because after all, you know, the country that just lost in Afghanistan can't be expected to stand up to the much more formidable Chinese military. And China has now dispatched warships, anti-submarine warfare aircraft and fighter jets off the coast of Taiwan following the fall of Afghanistan. And they're starting to build an airfield on a Chinese island, one of the islands they have built up, that is closest to Taiwan. So that's probably going to be a forward air base here. Now, the new U.S. Air Force Secretary is out there, Frank Kendall, says he wants to scare China. You know, he wants to rattle the sabers, and he wants to, you know, develop new weapons technologies to scare China. And again, there's a disconnect. China is not going to be scared of the nation that got kicked out of Afghanistan, because we had all this high technology weaponry, and it really didn't help, did it? Really did not help. Meanwhile, probably in response to all the incursions into the Black Sea, a Russian anti-submarine warfare destroyer has entered the Mediterranean. They're saying it's just a cruise. Now, most of the Mediterranean is considered international waters. And so the Vice Admiral Kulikov, which is an Udaloy-class anti-submarine destroyer, entered the Mediterranean Sea after passing the Straits of Gibraltar, and it's on its way to join the Russian Mediterranean squadron currently operating off of Syria. And so, yeah, they're definitely down there as well. Now, the president of the Czech Republic, Miloš Zeman, is out there saying Russia is not our enemy. And after the failure in Afghanistan, maybe NATO should focus on terrorism rather than threatening Moscow. I would agree with that one. And I think we may see a rise in terrorism, false flag and otherwise, with that wide open southern border. There are a lot of people very unhappy with the United States over what happened in Afghanistan, and all they have to do is go to Mexico and step over that border, and they are in a perfect position to cause a great deal of mischief here. Meanwhile, the United States is still out there demanding that Iran stop their nuclear escalations. And they're ignoring the IAEA reports on exactly what Iran is doing. And this is probably going to end as badly as Biden ignoring those intelligence reports about Afghanistan. And what Iran is actually doing is they're converting some of their stockpile of enriched uranium tetrafluoride into uranium metal. And they're going to use that uranium metal. It's not enriched highly enough to make a bomb. They're making fuel plates for the Tehran Research Reactor, which is their sole source of nuclear medicine isotopes, which under the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, this is all activity Iran is allowed to engage in. So the U.S. claim is that the creation of the uranium metal plates is in and of itself escalatory, and by golly, Iran, you'd better start behaving yourself or we will give you what for. But the reality is that the defeat in Afghanistan really should put an end to all this talk about regime change in Iran. Because if the U.S. couldn't prevail in Afghanistan, they certainly cannot prevail in Iran, especially if Russia and China come in to help. So it's, you know, it is, like I said, we're going to be dealing with the repercussions of the defeat in Afghanistan for until the end of the decade, if not longer here. All right, getting to the economic news, not a terribly wonderful day for the American stock market. The Dow closed down 200-something. And anyway, U.S. economic growth has suddenly collapsed. It's just gone off the edge of a cliff here. Even Goldman Sachs is saying things are not looking good. And, you know, any positive sentiment the inflation is only transitory, that's pretty much gone due to today's dismal retail sales data. And, you know, people don't have money. If prices are inflated, they're not buying stuff here. All righty. The U.S. gross national debt outstanding has increased by over $5 trillion, with a T, dollars, since early March 2020. It now stands at $28.4 trillion. Now, it's been stuck there since the 1st of August because of the debt ceiling. And the U.S. has monetized 52% of that new $5 trillion debt simply by creating new money out of thin air. And this is why your food and gas prices have gone right through the roof. Because when you have too much cash chasing around too few goods and services, prices always rise to absorb the surplus capital. Over at Palantir Technologies, they have bought over $50 million worth of gold bars. They say they're preparing for a future with more black swans. So again, the indicators are not looking good here. Probably time to invest your money in canned foods and shotguns. Russian budget airline Pobeda is canceling its contract with Boeing for the 737 MAX airliners over safety fears for the aircraft itself. And so that's a hit against Boeing here. Meanwhile, the Interior Department is now resuming oil and gas leasing. It was a court decision. The environmentalists are crying, oh my goodness, the oil and gas, it's bad, it's bad. Okay, come up with an alternative that works, you know? That's where this whole environmental movement falls flat on its face. Oh, don't use coal. Don't use oil. Don't use gas. Okay, what do we use instead? I don't know. You know, windmills, they haven't worked out. Now, Blue Origin, the space company owned by Jeff Bezos, has literally filed a lawsuit against NASA. And the lawsuit escalates Blue Origin's protest that NASA unjustly granted the lunar lander contract to Elon Musk's SpaceX. And they're kind of acting like a sore loser here. NASA previously selected SpaceX as the sole provider for the human landing system for Artemis, the follow-on to the Apollo missions of the 1960s and early 70s. And the decision to go with SpaceX alone came as a shock to many who expected the space agency to select two companies to create the lander designs. And so Blue Origin is out there in court, you know, whining and crying and so forth. Out west, the U.S. has declared the first ever Western Reservoir water shortage. There are cuts in the water supply of up to 18% for Arizona, Nevada, and Mexico. This will start in October. And, of course, the global warming, people are saying it's global warming. It's, you know, all the rest of that. But here's a little geologic history, okay? Arizona, Nevada, and Mexico, New Mexico, rather, were deserts. you know, before the United States got out to that part of the country, they were deserts. And they were greened up with this immense water storage distribution system, which has been allowed to basically crumble into decay because goodness knows we had to spend the tax dollars on things that go bang to drop on those Afghani people. And the system right now is delivering only about one-third of the volume of water it originally did. And when you have water usage increasing because of illegal immigration, among other causes, there's going to be a shortfall. And so it isn't global warming at fault for the water shortage. It's mismanagement. All righty. Now, there's a little bit of good news on the horizon. This is coming out of your destination now. Scientists have created a new membrane that removes 99.9% of the salt in salt water, seawater, and makes it drinkable within just minutes. And unless somebody buys up that patent to bury it, like Nestle, that could really go a long way to solving the problems. Okay, we got to take another break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Born in the city with a silver spoon, great-grandson of the oil tycoon, raised by wolves, thinks he owns the moon. socialist banker to the one world goons. Davy Rockefeller, chairman of the CFR.
Welcome back to our show here. We're talking about the economic news here, and it was 50 years ago Richard Nixon temporarily took the U.S. dollar off the gold standard. And, of course, temporary became permanent. Inflation began. And that's one of the reasons we're in such debt today, which, by the way, none of us agreed to any of this stuff here. I mean, think of how many Americans are alive today who were not even born when the Federal Reserve was created. And I think probably most everybody now realizes the Federal Reserve was a huge mistake for pretty much everybody except the Federal Reserve, and that we probably need to go back to the monetary system that was defined in the original Constitution. All righty. Moderate Republican Representative Brian Fitzpatrick says there are likely enough GOP votes for the bipartisan infrastructure bill to overcome the number of Democrats vowing to block it. And so Pelosi is going to suffer a defeat on that. She wants the bipartisan bill to fail and make way for her much larger $3.5 trillion bill. Meanwhile, a little bit of bad news for those of you who drive a lot here. The infrastructure bill includes a provision to boost the number of toll roads. Now, this is kind of a double dip, if you will, because those roads were all built and maintained with tax dollars, and now they want to basically rent them back to you. And the infrastructure bill also contains a highway expansion specifically connecting 12 military bases in 5 southern states. And so those roads are not really for the benefit of the American people. They're for the benefit of the military. Hawaii went through the same thing with the H3. And it is a bit of a mystery how Hawaii can have an interstate highway system, but that we do, or we did, and or they do. The H3, especially when you look at the bridges going across the Ko'olau Mountains, they're obviously very heavily constructed, and a major purpose of the H3 was to connect Pearl Harbor to the Kaneohe Marine Air Station and be able to sustain heavy traffic like military vehicles here. Now, Democrats are looking at their $3.5 trillion budget plan, and they're already planning to use part of that to resettle the Afghan refugees. And the further along we go, it looks like this so-called infrastructure plan is less about infrastructure and more about pork barrel for various liberal agendas. In fact, the last time I checked, less than a third of the infrastructure bill actually addressed the infrastructure. Getting on to immigration, the U.S. border has collapsed completely. The Biden regime is now busing COVID-infected migrants all over the United States. And just to make them feel all warm and fuzzy, the Biden administration says they will fund legal and cultural orientation programs for the illegal immigrants. Okay, we're going to take a break for station identification. We're going to open up the phone lines, 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.